This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your mind today, friends. The name of the program is, in fact, What's on Your Mind. We ask that question for a very important reason. We want to know what's on your mind. Man, I've got a lot of things on my mind. We could do about 10 shows today in the span of 2 hours. So if you tell us what's on your mind, we'll be touching on the important stuff, okay? That's how it works. 2580550. 2580550. 800-228-0550. We're going to talk about Cookfest. Ron Ness will be here later in the program from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Tomorrow in Bowman, Thursday in Van Hook, free food. And not just like, here's a cupcake. We're talking about barbecue. We're talking about shrimp. We're talking about, Cajun. We're talking about, a lot of goodies. Pardon me?
What was that word you just said?
Cajun. Who was that famous Cajun chef? I forgot his name.
Oh, wow.
He was a fun guy.
Yeah, I'll think of
big,
it.
Big,
yep.
Kind of boisterous, yep. Yeah. Anyway, it's really good food. And what happens is the companies that are participating all are doing it to compete against each other. So that's what makes it really good. And I'll tell you what else is really good is the information and the experts that are there. Ron Ness assembles this incredible crew of the best minds in oil and gas, and they just answer questions. They put a little presentation on, and then they take questions from everybody in the audience. And that's from 2 until 4 Mountain Time in Bowman tomorrow, and 4 to 7 for the barbecue, and then same thing Thursday in Van Hook, North Dakota, which is kind of nice. Wednesday's big fishing derby, raising a bunch of money for all kinds of wildlife and habitat causes. Really neat. The industry does that. I think there's 250 boats, if I remember right.
Anyway, you thinking Emeril?
Ron's going to be here a little later on.
Because Emeril's a Cajun chef. He's in New
Older
Orleans.
Than that.
Yeah,
older than that.
I know who you're thinking of. It's on the tip of my tongue.
The guy in the snack commercial years ago?
That guy?
Snack commercial. What was
something
it? What was
like
a snack?
Burritos or something?
Can't remember. If you know, you could tell us what's on your mind, and then you'd get it off your mind. 701-367-2054 to text me.
Paul Prudhomme.
No.
That's the one you're thinking of? That's exactly what I was trying to think of. Just came to me.
He had a famous saying. I can't remember what the saying was, but maybe if I met him one time. He came to Grand Forks for a promotion of some kind. So. Anyway, if you know, text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me, 701-367-2054. Famous Cajun chefs. That's what we're looking for.
You know how come the chicken crossed the road, huh? Really, to run away from them Cajuns. I'll tell you right now, those Cajuns will eat most anything, and they love to cook chicken.
They love to cook chicken. He's not that guy, is it?
You ever had a gumbo chicken? Yeah, who is that?
That's Justin Wilson.
Justin Wilson. Maybe it was him. But he said his name like that.
I like that joke, though. That was cute.
It was, yeah.
I got a gumbo recipe, dude, that I got from a guy in San Antonio who worked with Paul Prudhomme in New Orleans, and it will knock your socks off.
Is that right? Is it spicy?
So good. Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
spice.
I'm not a spicy guy. I run from the spicy.
We can back it off a little bit.
I was scared.
Paul Prudhomme? That's what I said, but he's not thinking that.
No,
that was it.
Nope. Sorry.
It might have been Justin Wilson. I can't remember. But anyway, we can stop being obsessed about this. It's okay. We don't.
No, we'll never stop.
Yeah, we'll never stop.
I'm just jealous you're going to go out there and eat that gumbo. We'll go
Dickinson API put on a gumbo eating contest, same kind of deal, and I was a judge. And, they sold tickets for it, and it was a fundraiser, but I was a judge, and I was scared to death. I said yes just because
You know, I had to say yes. You're a giver. I had to say yes. And some of my favorite peeps asked me. So I said, okay, I'll go. And I'm the whole way out there. I'm like, oh, imagine the gut ache I'm going to have after I'm done with this. But gumbo's basically soup. It's just soup. It isn't, you know, I don't know why, you know.
Seafood stew kind of.
Right, it's soup. Yep. It's just soup is all it is. So it was fine. I just had some soup. And they put it in the little cups. I need to ask Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Yes.
Kevin Flynn. Mm-hmm. And Crystal Lopez from our team, three people that are in my sphere here right now. Daniel, you can participate in this as well, as the guy's busy answering the telephone calls. I want to make a statement, and then I want you to speak up loudly if you ever hear me violate this pledge, okay? I am not a racist. I'm not a racist.
I know that.
It's real easy to tell somebody you're a racist. But I don't know how you prove it, because you can't really show what's in your heart, right? You can't show. But if I ever say anything that would lead somebody to believe, you know, not this veneer superficial, you know, accusation of being a racist, but actually, I don't know. That if I were, you know, I think I would be offended, right? Yeah, then the buzzer should come up.
For sure.
Okay, yeah. Because I never, you know, first of all, I don't think there's anything wrong with offending someone. I think we've gotten to a place in this country where we have way too many people that are soft. This country was not built with soft people.
And people are offended. There's some people offended by nearly everything. That's an offensive shirt. I don't like that. That hat.
And see, those people are looking for it.
Yeah.
In my mind, they're looking for it. They're looking for it. They're an activist. They're just, you know, and that's, you know, that's just. But look, I may offend you, and it happens. You know, I mean, maybe you're going to say something that offends me. I get very offended, and everyone here will tell you that my voice will go up a notch, and I'll get a little irritated when someone calls and says, you just say what they want you to say.
But then watch you move on. You know, like 2 minutes later, I'm moving on now.
Do I move on, or do I lament? Okay, but I don't like to be accused of sort of, you know, there's people out there that will, if they can't win an argument with you, they'll quickly say, well, you only think that because, you know, so-and-so told you to say that, you know, or that that you, because you have an advertiser.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid or whatever.
Todd and I always say, pretty much full disclosure, when you hear advertisers on the air, nobody's hiding who's, you know. You think in the K-Fire Cafe, people that advertise at Schwann Buick GMC for Todd, you think that now he's, you know, he just says what they want him to say? I mean, come on. Number one, there's full disclosure. You know they're a sponsor. Number two, that's, you're questioning my integrity. If you
By the
think
way, the
I
last
will...
person who tried to boycott that sold him a ton of vehicles, so please go ahead.
I know. There's a boycott Scott Hannon Facebook page right now. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I got a few people asking me to join that, and I went ahead and did just so I could troll it, but it's like, really? People, come on.
I think they're up to 30. It's just taken off big time. Anyway, who cares?
Actually 33, I think. Or
okay,
like
I lied. Yeah. But my point in raising this is, you know, there's a little spat going on with Donald Trump, and really this is Omar. This is the North Dakota State University grad that he's in a spar with. Not even AOC, right? Because she's just AOC. But these four have kind of all gotten lumped together. And you know, when I was up in Antler the other day, last week. When I was in Bismarck on Friday, when I'm out and about Fertile Fair yesterday, Saturday, Friday, whenever I was there this weekend, around town here, do you know what more people bring up to me? They bring up to me way more about their absolute disgust of Ilhan Omar or AOC, than they do Pelosi and Schumer and, you know, the Democrats in general. I mean, these women have become the face of the opposition.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the face of anti-America.
For the Democratic Party, okay? And so Donald Trump is going to engage with them because that's what Donald Trump does. Donald Trump made a promise that he was going to make America great again. Ilhan Omar does not want to make America great again, in my view. Ilhan Omar wants to make America look very different than it does today. And real people, for lack of a better term, everyday average people, they get that. They recognize that. So they like the fact that unlike weenies like Paul Ryan and other Republicans in the past who wouldn't say something for fear of being called a racist are not afraid to actually take it on. This is why Donald Trump's moment is right now. This is why Donald Trump is president. It's not racist. It's a political difference of opinion. That's all it is. And what's more American than that? Look what the founding fathers did. Get in a room and battle it out. Gave their fame, their fortune, their families, their lives. Because they cared enough to chart a course for the United States of America. And they battled on it. It was a difference of opinion. Get over it, folks. Come on. This is just absolutely ridiculous. So I want to talk a little bit about it and the reaction to it and see if I'm right or wrong. Maybe you think I'm racist. That's fine. You call and tell me you're racist. Bring it on. I don't think that's racist. I think it's a difference of opinion. I think we got to stop this nonsense. Everything being called racism. Man alive. I can't even believe it. That's First Up today. And anything else on your mind, let us know at 800-228-0550. That's the number, 701-258-0550. Or 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at the University of Mary, just out there on Friday. You know, a lot of campuses go out there in the summer, college campuses, and it's kind of quiet. It's not quiet at the University of Mary. You know why? They have year-round campus. It's another option. Get your college degree sooner and save a lot of money. You go out with more earning power over the span of your lifetime because you start sooner and you have less debt. Isn't that a nice thing? You know why they have year on campus at the University of Mary? Monsignor Shea was out checking out that beautiful bluff, walking on campus one summer day, and it was very quiet out there. He said, "This is too quiet. Why not have kids here in the summer? Why not have year on campus?" So it's an option now. It's amazing. It's all about a bold vision to build a great university on the prairie and the grit to do it. It's the pioneering spirit of the Benedictine Sisters. It's the heritage of the University of Mary. And that year-round campus reinvents higher education with a remarkable cost and time-saving option to earn your degree. New School of Engineering, already producing graduates of technical and cultural competence that drive the region's economic engine. I was there Friday for a meeting on workforce development, Heritage Foundation in town, and meeting with workforce leaders, talking about the work they do. And, of course, at University of Mary, they have partnerships with business and industry in workforce development, elevating the skills of the workforce to be second to none. Innovations are how the University of Mary leads. Every challenge is welcomed as a wonderful chance to serve. At the University of Mary, pioneering is what it does. Find out more at umary.edu. We have somebody that has been listening and texting and says, "I am a racist and proud of it. I say, ship all the Swedes and German Russians back to where they came from." Signed, Ole and Sven. which one do you think has a cell phone, Ole or Sven? I wonder.
As an Irishman, I take exception to that comment.
Yeah. I'm not racist and proud of it. Oh, my gosh. Here is the offending. What the heck was that?
That was me bumping my mic, sorry. Hate when that happens.
He's got all these retweeted tweets, Kev. Where is it here?
There was three of them. He had too many words for one, so the gist of the whole thing is in the three tweets right there. Starts off with, "So interesting to see."
Okay, here they are. I got it. All right, that's that one. So this was yesterday morning, 7:27 a.m. Here's what the President of the United States said. Listen closely to this. If you're offended, let us know. If you're not offended, let us know. "So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt, and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how it's done. These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements." I got to admit, that's funny, is it not? Free travel arrangements, Nancy Pelosi, of course, giving her fits, the whole thing there. Is that racist, folks? Because it was immediately thought of as racist.
No, it's not racist.
Todd, is it racist?
Nah.
I read that as him pointing out the hypocrisy and the nastiness of these people, these women, happens to be, you know,
exactly.
Tlaib and Omar, calling them out, saying, if you don't like it so much, go back and fix your own country.
I go back to this. Donald Trump's mission is to make America great again.
Yep.
Right? And to your point, they don't have the same vision for America that he does, and yet they have a frame of reference, a connection to a place where things are horrible. So I think that makes us a useful political retort.
The only problem I have with it is the facts that he gets wrong in that.
What did he get wrong fact-wise?
Well, the three of them were born here. He's done Omar. If you want to talk about someone born in a different kind, Omar is the only one that was born, you know, and she was born in Somalia. But the Tlaib and AOC, they're all from here. So when he says congresswomen who originally came from countries who's got, there's only one, not women, and one little run by a fact-checker or a grammar person in his staff would have said, oh, sir, there's three that aren't from, you know.
Yeah, you could have said that differently.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's my only problem with it.
I would say this. You need to define came from, the country you originally came from.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got connections.
Yep.
You know, right. Maybe just say from, you know, roots in countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
The message is spot on, though.
Yeah, and, you know, that's splitting hairs, and there'll be a lot of that being done. But I think that's a useful political argument. I think that's a useful political argument. If you don't like Donald Trump, you're not going to like the tweet. You're going to think it's horrible. But I hope we can at least agree it's not racist. It's not racist. I'll guarantee you that very same thing has been said, as I mentioned, although it wasn't said exactly like this. These individuals were brought up. And most of this, keep in mind, is directed at Omar. I mean, because of what she said to Israel. Look, if what Donald Trump said is racist, certainly what she said is racist. So we could play that game. Stanton, North Dakota, is where Dan is at. What's on your mind, Dan?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I don't think it's racist what he said, and the reason is he said they should go back to the countries to where they originally came from, and so that means their forefathers. So, I mean, you know, I don't think that's racist at all.
That's a good point. He does say originally. I mean, that could be another way of saying roots, right?
Right.
Again, I think that's splitting hairs. Whether they were or not, they clearly have connections to other places. They're trying to make America more like, it's sort of the Obama thing. That was Obama's deal. I mean, he lived his life. He grew up. He was an activist because he saw the United States as the oppressor of third world countries, of doing bad things, and spent his political career trying to change us from not being so good, so that we were leveling the playing field with countries like that rather than strengthen the United States of America. That's the way they think. That's a political argument. It's not racist.
Right.
But I think, Don, they've had so much success using race politically, you know, engaging victims as followers, as supporters. You know, hey, he's racist. He's going after you, that they keep using it. But I think we shouldn't be shy about pushing back, in my mind. Appreciate the call, and I think you've raised a good point on the originally coming as well. All right, folks, more to come. Let us know what you think. What's on your mind after this? For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's just released his health care plan, seen as an expansion of Obamacare that would provide a public option for people to buy into.
I believe we have to protect and build on Obamacare. That's why I proposed adding a public option to Obamacare as the best way to lower costs and cover everyone.
Biden's plan is not a Medicare for all system like those promoted by several of his rival Democratic candidates. ICE raids are still expected to happen this week in some U.S. cities, but they seem to have fizzled yesterday when they were expected to start in earnest. Advocates for immigrants say a few people were rounded up, but that seemed to be routine activity for immigration and customs enforcement agents. Agents are supposed to be focusing on illegal immigrants who've already been sent final orders of removal. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Facility made for 125 is asking for trouble. I mean, there's, you know, in prisons we have court orders that say you can't do that. But we're doing it with children on the border. Did you want to comment? I you seem frustrated.
I'm extremely
frustrated. No, Mr. Holman, I'm not calling on you, sir.
Of course not.
This is my time.
This isn't about
you're not at the border.
This is ridiculous.
You're not at the border right now. You're in a hearing room. It's my time.
My God. Why do you say, do you want to comment then?
He asked him,
do you want to comment? I mean, that Tom Holman is a rock star. This was Obama's ICE director, okay? He was President Obama's, and he served everyone back to Reagan. I've interviewed him on this program.
By the way, that was Jerry Connolly, the Democrat from Virginia, screaming about his time.
And the whole debate was, of course, they're trying to suggest that what you're doing with kids and at the border and detaining them and separating the parents and everything else is so horrible. So AOC tries to nail them, and listen to them push back here.
Includes family separation.
The same as it is with every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their...
If I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
father from his family. Mr. Holman, with all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum, go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
I just got my butt kicked, so let's move on here.
Her face is like, okay.
Ooh, facts, yeah. Facts. I hate when facts come up, yeah. See, this is, folks, if you want to see Donald Trump succeed in bringing common sense to the border, into really everything, you have to engage on these issues. You can't let this insanity. This is a political war. It's not racism. It's not bullets flying, but it is a political war, and it needs to be taken seriously as a war because these people have been doing this for a long time, and we have not had Republicans willing to fight. I read an excerpt from this new book that's coming out this weekend, and it tells the story of when President Trump was made aware of the videotape in which he was doing the potty talk, locker room talk, on the set with Billy Bush. Remember that? And if you remember, days after that event, when it came out, the president was supposed to
appear with Paul Ryan, and there was supposed to be this big kumbaya moment on the campaign. Paul Ryan, Donald Trump, Reince Priebus, chairman of the Republican National Committee, all together. Okay? So anyway, the tape comes out, and instantly, Paul Ryan says, you have to tell him not to come. He can't come. He cannot come to Wisconsin. I don't want him here, tells Reince Priebus. Reince Priebus goes in to tell the president, he's saying that you shouldn't come. No, I'm coming. No, I'll be there. I am coming. See you there. President tweets out, look forward to seeing everybody in Wisconsin tomorrow, right? Oh, deal. Hours later, a very weak in the knees, Paul Ryan disinvites the president publicly. Says, you're not invited, you're not coming, turns it into a big nightmare. Okay? Then, let's fast forward to Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, Donald Trump, President of the United States. Donald Trump's plan, this fight, by the way, was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos yesterday, if you missed this, the part I'm about to tell. Rahm Emanuel was on, Obama guy, chief of staff, right? And Chris Christie was on, confidant of President Trump. Paul Ryan makes his effort very early in the administration to convince the president not to start with the border crisis, building the wall, the immigration issues, fixing the asylum, all of that, and infrastructure. Two issues that divide Democrats, by the way. That's what the president wanted to start with. And Paul Ryan says, no, let's start with Obamacare. How'd that work out, guys? Anybody remember how that worked out? So the premise of Rahm Emanuel is, Donald Trump doesn't listen to anybody. He doesn't listen to anybody. I mean, that's why Paul Ryan doesn't like him. Well, wait a minute. Paul Ryan, he listened to him. He deferred to him. And it was wrong. So Donald Trump is the kind of Republican. See, the point is this. Paul Ryan didn't want to fight. Paul Ryan did not want to fight. He wanted to, you know, do a little kumbaya. He didn't want to start with border. Saw that as too big of a fight. This is why Donald Trump is president, because he is willing to fight. We have to fight. It's a political war, is the point of that story. We have to fight. And you got to push back against this stuff, like you heard Tom Holman do with these two Democratic members of Congress. And now this firestorm that's wrapping up, rolling on, related to these ladies in Congress. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. The president, by the way, you don't think he let this go yesterday, do you? He has got a tweet storm of all tweet storms going as of this morning. He started about 9 last night, actually. And then picked up early this morning, like, I don't know what it was, but here's what he's saying. We are doing great economically as a country. Number one, despite the Fed's antiquated policy on rates and tightening, much room to grow. Okay, there's example one. What don't you do as President of the United States? You don't pick a fight with the Federal Reserve Bank. There's always been this decorum of, you know, separate, you know, let them do their thing, you do their thing, independent board, da-da-da. He doesn't care. He's fighting with them. All right, next tweet. China's second quarter growth is the slowest it has been in more than 27 years. United States tariffs are having a major effect on companies wanting to leave China for non-tariff countries. Thousands of companies are leaving. That is why China wants to make a deal.
He's such a racist!
By the way,
that's such a racist!
That story is everywhere this weekend, and that is huge. The numbers in China are staggering on their economy.
Imagine that.
This has worked. There again. Did not everybody want the president to cave immediately?
He called a bad hand and won. That's what happened there.
China wants to make a deal with the U.S. and wishes it had not broken the original deal in the first place, which they did. In the meantime, we are receiving billions of dollars in tariffs from China, with possibly much more to come. These tariffs are paid for by China devaluing and pumping not by the U.S. taxpayer.
Like my friend Luis Zabala says, cojones matter.
Then he switched gears here. And he said, when will the radical left congresswoman apologize to our country, the people of Israel, and even to the office of the president for the foul language they have used and the terrible things they have said?
No kidding.
So many people are angry at them and their horrible and disgusting actions. If Democrats want to unite around the foul language and racist hatred spewed from the mouths and actions of these very unpopular and unrepresentative congresswomen, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I can tell you that they have made Israel feel abandoned by the U.S. Then he quotes, this is now 43 minutes ago, "We all know that AOC and this crowd are a bunch of communists. They hate Israel. They hate our own country. They're calling the guards along our border, the Border Patrol agents, concentration camp guards. They accuse people who support Israel as doing it for the Benjamins."
Can I ask you a question?
"They are anti-Semitic. They are anti-America. We don't need to know anything about them personally. Talk about their policies. I think they are..." See what he said? "We don't need to know anything about them personally. Just talk about their policies. I think they're American citizens who are duly elected that are running on an agenda that is disgusting, that the American people will reject. What does it mean for America to have free health care for illegal immigrants? No criminalization of coming into our country. See how that works out for controlling immigration. They talk about Israel like they're a bunch of thugs, not victims of the entire region. They wanted to impeach President Trump on day one. Make them the face of the future of the Democratic Party. You will destroy the Democratic Party. Their policies will destroy our country." Then he says, he tags Lindsey Graham. Need I say more? Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, this guy's playing chess, ladies and gentlemen. He's playing chess. This is not just a... I would say this is not just a flippant sort of tirade. You know, he's ticked, so he's taking to Twitter. This is strategy. This is strategy, and it's making sense. What do you think? You like that it does that? I love it.
Yeah.
Because it's somebody who finally is willing to fight for us. I absolutely love it. Texter says, "The president is spot on. I truly believe Omar is a Trojan horse, and the other three are a big danger to American values." By the way, big story in the Washington Post this weekend about Omar. All kinds of questions about her. She's tied in with Turkish leaders. She's been suggesting people donate to the presidency of the presidential campaign of the Turkish candidate for president, who, by the way, that would be illegal to do. That'd be illegal to do. You can't do that. And there's a story out there about her marrying her brother and being here illegally through a sham marriage, marrying her brother to get to the U.S. Isn't that something? Get to the U.S. so she can criticize the U.S. and our policies towards Israel, the two folks fighting for freedom. Unbelievable. Another texture. "Love my president. No, he's not a racist." Another texture. "Is it true Paul Ryan is selling cheese curds at the Dells?" I don't know. I don't know, but it could be.
Nice.
It could be.
You know, back to concentration camps and all that. Aren't those folks pretty much free to head back to wherever they came from if they would like?
I mean, kidding.
If someone in a facility says, "All right,
they don't want that though, Kevin. They want to change America. They want to change us.
They
want to change America. And then at the ICE Center in, what was it, Colorado, they raise the Mexican flag there. Yeah. It's like, if it's so great, go back.
But I've been told they can't. Really, and not. I'm thinking, I bet they can if they really wanted to just go back.
Unbelievable. Love it, love it, love it. All right. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome on What's on Your Mind. Last chance to get in on this topic. We're going to switch gears the next hour to a more serious topic. And also, they're all serious. It's America, after all. I want to save America. Both are serious. More after this, coming up.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ. And so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're at the North Dakota State Fair next week, Monday through Thursday, broadcasting from the Dakota Talent Stage. We'll have tickets for the concerts, for bull riding, for ranch rodeo, a lot of giveaways. We also have a splash pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You have to go over to the Hot Springs Spas booth to see it. But let me tell you, folks, you are going to be saying, I want one, I need one. And the beautiful thing about it is, it's an above-ground pool, but a really cool one with a lot of the features that make it just, you know, so user-friendly to use. But you can have it up tomorrow. You can just say, you know, like yesterday's ridiculously hot, humid day. I want it now so you can win one to come to the fair. Also, MyPillow. We give away MyPillows at the fair. That's kind of a tradition. And I've decided to do this year at the fair. And that is, I will give you a free MyPillow at the North Dakota State Fair. When you come see myself or Crystal, my team will both be there at the Dakota Talent Stage during the show. What's on your mind? Be an early bird at the fair. Join the fun. We stay, generally through the lunch hour. So if you come a little later, we're still there. And you tell us about somebody in your town that demonstrates the Be the Buffalo spirit. So you just got to, it'll be a little homework for you this week. You can kind of look around and you just say, who do you think is really doing neat stuff here that doesn't get credit for? Maybe you bump into the teacher, one of your kids, and you think, gosh, you know, wasn't that a great teacher? Wasn't that great? I have that. To this day, I see very often kids that taught our kids, and I want to hug them, you know, because I know how darn good they were. But how many people tell them that? I'm going to talk next hour about an encounter with the Fargo Police Department that I had on Friday night. I wanted to hug them. Wish I would have wrote down their names because of what I saw. So when you see something like that, say something. My friends at Oasis Petroleum said, Scott, how do we honor that unbelievable Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakotans? I said, well, I think we need to encourage people to recognize it, find it where it is, because we can all think of it, we just don't do it. So we decided to just make it as simple as asking you to tell us who demonstrates that Be the Buffalo spirit into the storm, not away from the storm, not away from the bolts, into the storm. Who does that in your community? Let us know. Tell me a story, and all you got to do is just tell me the name and, you know, where they work or whatever. We'll do the work to track them down. But let us know who deserves recognition with the Be the Buffalo spirit, and we'll hand you a free MyPillow at the North Dakota State Fair. I'll have a name tag on, guy with the big ears. How else can I describe myself, Crystal? What'd you say? Name tag and big ears is enough? Does that work? Yeah, okay. So it'll be good. We'll have Dakota Talent Stage. You'll find us. We're right on the stage. We have headsets on. We're working. So you'll find us. Right, Todd? We're not hard to find. North Dakota State Fair.
I was going to say, pretty easy.
And by the Midway, big food line. Can't miss us. Main entrance there, the one by the Holiday Inn where you come in from the south. You know, we're probably 50 steps in. It's not far. Right near the main entrance. You come up the nice road there towards the grandstand on the left-hand side. So, now you know. Anyway, speaking of the North Dakota State Fair, that'll be next week, Dakota Talent Stage. And don't forget, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, giving away a splash pool. And if you can't wait to get one, you want one this week, I'd get over there and see them. Minot, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, Devil's Lake, too. And, of course, the MyPillows, there's nothing better than the MyPillow. You could buy a two-pack for $69.98, $34.99 a pillow, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, if you're not coming to the fair. Tim and Colm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Tim.
Good morning. One thing on the squad is what's really frightening about them is they have constituents who believe this stuff and support what the squad is doing. And that's really frightening. The other thing with these Rhino Republicans, because that's just what they are, Paul Ryan, it's amazing now that he's on a board of directors for a corporation that wants to have legalized marijuana, him and Boehner. I mean, that's just amazing. The other thing is, if you look back just a couple years ago, we had 50-some Republican senators who signed a letter against Trump after he said the things regarding the Charlottesville riot. And one of them was our Senator Hoeven. And if you recall, Scott, you interviewed him, and you couldn't get Hoeven on the to come out and admit that maybe he himself was wrong when Trump said there were people on both sides who did wrong and people on both sides who were there for legitimate reasons.
Yeah, I actually ended up cutting Senator Hoeven a great deal of slack on that decision because his father was in rough shape at the time, and he was sort of distracted, I think, understandably, and dealing with some family things, and kind of made a quick decision there. because it was not one of my more pleasant interviews with Senator Hovind after that, if you recall. He didn't care for me bringing it up, but I had no idea that was going on. I was later told by a friend of his, hey, here's what I think happened. So, now I think Senator Hovind's one that I would use as an example. I think Senator Hovind one time was a little more of the sort of country club Republican that would be anti-Donald Trump that now sees the power of Trump and has used that access well. I mean, he's in front of them a lot on trade deals, on ag issues, and everything else. And, of course, Senator Cramer is, on speed dial for the president. That's smart. That doesn't mean John Hovind and Kevin Cramer agree with every tweet that comes out. It means we have a country to save, and we better worry about the important things. And this is where rhino Republicans, as you call them, Tim, need to wake up and recognize, look, pick some things you agree with and get them done. Stop complaining. Thanks for the call. More after this.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sites in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Everyone is welcome.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to the Bakken Tour as well this July. Hop the bus with us and see the Bakken firsthand, plus Branson. Six big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.